you guys. I'm so excited because I have this really cool question that I'm sure that so many of you can relate to, all you guys out there. It is how to tell if a girl is interested in you. I mean, how much fun is that? How much fun can we have with this question? I mean, it's so simple and straightforward, but it's amazing. Okay, so let's do it. All right, so how do you tell if a girl is interested in you? Welcome to this edition of Ash on Pell. So I have a really fun question today. It is so simple and straightforward, but so many of you guys out there can relate to it. You guys out there are interested in these women and you're like, oh my goodness, I can't tell if she likes me or not. How in the world do I figure it out? Because women are so complicated. That's what they always tell me. That's what I hear. So, okay. Let me try to break it down for you. All right. You really have to spend time around the girl to see if she's interested in you, because girls are all so different. Everyone's different. Everyone has different personalities. For example, I am very bubbly and giddy, so I automatically laugh a lot and I automatically smile a lot. So those general rules of she laughs at your jokes and she smiles at you are just kind of hard to tell with me, unless you knew me and you spent some time around me. So with that being said, there are plenty of girls out there that are also giddy and smiley and laughy, but there's also girls out there that are very shy. So the common view that girls, if they don't look at you directly in the eye, then they're not interested in you is also not true, because she just might be shy. So let me give you the keys to tell how in the world do you know if a girl is interested in you, okay? Okay, so you really have to pay attention to her nonverbal cues. You have to look at her body language. But like I said, of course, in order to have a starting point, you must get to know her. And if nothing else, have a conversation with her so you can spend some time around her and really pay close attention, because you are observing her body language, okay? If she's a confident girl, if she is interested in you, she is going to look at you dead in the eye, and she is going to really show you that she is really into whatever in the world you are talking about, okay? And she's going to laugh at your jokes, of course, okay? If she's a shy girl, she's probably just gonna smile a lot, she's probably gonna blush, but she is also going to be interested in whatever you're talking about. She may or may not, if she's shy, look directly in your eyes, but she is going to take the time to really listen to what you're saying. And she'll be able to say whatever that was again later. She'll be able to come back and repeat it, because she was really paying that much attention, because she's intently interested in whatever you were saying, okay? Physically, beyond the smiling, beyond the giggling, beyond the eye contact, or if she's shy, looking down at her feet because she's like, oh. She will most likely lick her lips, and it may be very subtle, it may not be all out there. She's going to make her lips luscious and stand out to you in some way. She's going to play with her hair, okay? It could be just simply doing one of these. Oh my gosh, I'm not very good at this. One of these. She could just do one of those, you know? She is truly going to follow your movements. So if you move this way, she's gonna move this way. If you put your arm here, she's going to put her arm there. She wants to be in close contact with you, so she's going to keep her body language open. When people have closed body language, they close their arms, they kind of stand off-ish, they're kind of facing the other direction. But if she's kind of keeping her arms open, keeping her, you know, body open towards you, she's into what you're saying, she's going to lean closer towards you and not pull away from you. She might grab your arms. She's gonna pretty much try to be as close to you as possible physically, including, you know, giving you a little love tap. Maybe she's smiling, be like, oh, you know, she's really playful with you, because that means that she's flirting with you and she's, you know, playing around with you. Like I said, she's gonna lean towards you. She's gonna expose her neck, is another way of showing you physically. She's gonna do things to try to grab your attention, okay? So with all this being said, if you think she's interested in you, and even if you have absolutely no idea, but you're interested in her, then ask her out. Once you finally go out with her on a date, try to grab her hand and see if she grabs yours back, or see if she kind of does one of these where she pulls away. If you feel comfortable enough at the end of the night, go ahead and give her a kiss on the cheek. Pull back and look at her, see if she's smiling, see if she enjoyed it. And then if you want to try to go ahead and give her a kiss on the lips, what you can do is first start off with a hug, okay? And then slowly pull back away from her. Kind of make eye contact with her. See if you can see how she's feeling. If she feels uncomfortable, if she's feeling like, okay, this is good, then you know you can proceed with the kiss. Otherwise, you can pull away and say, oh my goodness, this is such a great night. I hope we can do this again. But if she seems like she's kind of into it and she seems like she's comfortable, then what you can do is keep that embrace. Come a little bit closer and a little bit closer. But see, this is the key, okay? You have to do this slowly, because if you do not and you end up trying to kiss her and she don't want to kiss you, then that is all bad for you. You did bad and you're going to hear it later. So slowly, slowly and slowly, you come in. See if she's mirroring your movement. Like I said, if she's interested, she's going to mirror your movement. Now, just because she doesn't decide to give you a kiss on the first date doesn't mean that she's not interested. She just may be one of those girls that just does not like to have a kiss on the first date. She just may want to wait. So, okay, we're moving in slowly, slowly, slowly. Hopefully she's moving in with you. And eventually, if you feel comfortable enough and you feel that she's on the same page with you, go in for the kiss. Peck first, though. Don't start tongue kissing her if you don't know she's comfortable with a kiss on the lips. So you start with a kiss on the cheek, like I said. Now you've moved in slowly. You've made a kiss on the lips. See if she kisses you back. Pull away a little bit. See if she's still into it. See if she's kind of like, this is not making me feel comfortable right now. If she seems okay with it, then you can proceed. Otherwise, pull away from the situation. Do not make her feel uncomfortable. You do not want to cross any boundaries. You must be a gentleman, and you end the night with, thank you so much for this. It was very nice getting to know you. I hope we can do this again in the future very soon. You follow up with her maybe the next day. You can send just a sweet little text message saying, my goodness, last night was great. And then you can ask if she's free again, whenever that is, and then that's great. Okay, so that is how you tell if a girl is interested, and that is how you seal the deal. Well, I hope that helps you to kind of figure out if she's interested in you or not. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to email me. My email address is askchantel@gmail.com. That is A-S-K-C-H-A-U-N-T-E-L. Oh my gosh, was that fun?